The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops episode. I have no idea. You like this? This is what I do now. I have a fidget spinner and I have poker chips that I'm like play with when I'm not sleeping at night. It's not even basketball season, coach, and I'm not sleeping. I don't know.
Just a busybody guy, man.
I'm old. I'm trying to keep busy. Yes, so I don't have time to think about being old. You know what we didn't do last week? We didn't talk about our sponsors.
That's how are you going to figure that out?
I'm going to have to fix that. I'm going to have to go back and fix that. But before we jump into today's podcast, you didn't say anything. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Go over and check them out. They will give you $450 off. Just tell them that Jake and I sent you. High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, T-Tubes, whatever you need, they'll know. And then also go over and check out T-Tubes.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop. It is, Amazon Prime for basketball coaches. It's everything you need. It's like, if Menards doesn't have it, you don't
need
it.
You used to say Netflix.
I did. I don't know. I haven't watched Netflix. I'm watching Foundation now on Apple
Plus. What is that?
It's a sci-fi thing. Anyway, it's pretty good. I'd give it a B at this point. But go over and check those sponsors out.
I don't have time for a B show.
So go check out the sponsors. T-Troops.com. I got two kids in college. You want to help us out, you know, come join for a couple months. But I feel bad now that I didn't do it for last week. So I'm going to have to, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to do something that I don't want. I appreciate our sponsors, so I'm going to have to do something. All right. Process for installing the offense.
So, you know, getting ready for the season. Gears are turning. I think we talked about it first last episode, but you put up a good point. As much as you want to get fundamentals in, you have to get certain things installed. So sometimes those things take a back burner based on what you talked about. And then, you know, I think making sure, I guess what I wanted to bounce off ideas with you is how do you install and then how do I install, kind of talk about, the whole concept. Do you kind of go by a checklist? Are there certain things that you know that you want to do or you want to be able to get in within your offense? So,
yeah. And, I know you and I have talked about this before, but I like to do it a couple, because you and I both are teachers, so we know that there's different learners and different learning styles.
Right.
So I like to walk through it. I'm hopefully have done that in the summer. Like, I know our offense this upcoming year, we worked on it this summer in some of our contact days. So that it gives us, you know, 3 or 4 months to tweak and figure out things that we like, things that we don't like, blah, blah, blah. And if it works, and if it works with the kind of our players and stuff. But there's several things. I like to show them video. I like them, have them write it out. I like to show it in small games. So my install is, you know, over probably a week. But then I do like to break it down into small pieces. Like if you're doing maybe a ball screen or a dribble handoff or something, we will small side that. We'll do 2-on-2, 3-on-3 so they can work on the skill of it. But the most effective way for me is, you know, the walkthrough is fine just because I want them to see, you know, spots on the floor. It's more of a visual thing. But I like going live and I like letting them go at it for like a couple minutes, especially early. Because then I can just say, once they've done it and I've seen, well, this is working, this. So I have like my little black notebook I carry around, and I'll just, I'll break them up into two groups. We'll call it offense X, because I'm not telling anybody what we're doing. And they will run offense X for 2 minutes on the clock, or a minute and a half, or a minute, depending on how good we are at that point. And then I'll just jot little notes down. I'll let them go. And the coaches will jump in defensively and things like that. Because then what happens is my progression is then I go home and go, okay, this skill set we're not very good at. And then I'll break that skill set down. Because I mean, I could sit here and do drills from now till ever on, but maybe we don't need work on that specific skill.
Yeah, and ultimately, once you hopefully you've selected an offense that kind of enhances your skill set for that season,
It
correct?
better if I've done it
Be
right. Now
better. So
I can tell you,
you're not going to be doing skill development to try to make that offense happen in the part of the year.
no. Now I'll tell you the worst experience we probably had was post-COVID, when we didn't play for a whole year
Right.
and we spent a whole year developing an offense, and week two weeks in, we threw it out because what we thought we had and what we thought would work didn't work. So it's got to be a laboratory a little bit. Now again, I think we were talking about this last week. We're under the crunch, right? We're under a crunch of like, we only have so much time. 6 days or 8 days, and we got to play. So, I'm not putting in all the layers. I'm not putting in all, I'm putting in the beta version of here's what we're going to do. Now, if it's brand new and I haven't done it at all before the first game, then that's, or even seen it live, that's a pro. That's why I think the summer and your contact days and off season has to be time to use the laboratory as much as you can. Nothing's perfect. Summer isn't the same as season, but and I'm not sticking with it. I don't know if this is PC anymore, but I'm not beating a dead dog. I'm not like, it's over. If it doesn't work, I'm throwing it out.
Right.
So I love dogs, dude. Don't send me any emails. So
I
was it be don't beat
think
a
one
new dead dog with a new st I
yeah.
don't even remember what the expression is.
I
Go
don't
ahead.
know. I think one thing that's it becomes a little bit muddled or sometimes difficult is finding a way to get into your offense through the transition piece, in that flow. Sometimes I feel like there's a disconnect. So I feel like that's a hard piece to try to get from. You want to go fast, but you want to also have a natural flow in your offense. So that's one thing I've been working on right now in October. And right now we're in September because we're pre-recording all this stuff is how do I get a natural flow of what I'm going to be running this offensively? I'm not going to let anybody know right now what I'm doing offensively. And I've worked a little bit on the summer with it, but it's like I'm having that gap of how do I naturally take it from the ball hitting the rim from one side and bring it into the other side. In a smooth rotation, I think that becomes a difficult
You got to
piece.
rep the crud out. I'm telling you, you've seen some of my teams. When we were good at that, it would be 20% of our practice would be just that. Get the ball go, get the
Right.
ball go, get the ball go, get the ball go, get the ball go. I mean, it's all we were just repping. It was just second nature. So it's what you and I have said this multiple times. What you emphasize, they're gonna do. And
Right.
if you're
So I
emphasizing the
think a part of
ball,
it too is you gotta try to be not doing a lot of your install has to mimic a lot of full court. I think a lot of times when people are in, that's what the point I was trying to make then is I think often we need to be doing things in an authentic manner, which I'm saying I've seen this in watching coaches practice where they'll run a possession and then they'll stop and then they'll switch it over or run at half court and they'll stop, right? That never happens in a game, right? What I'm
no, and
saying is like you
it's
have
good
to,
for the initial install to just play in
right.
that half court, 100%. Like, but of the, let's say the entire season is 100%, that's like a half of 1% is you doing that.
Correct.
The game is simple for all the listeners. Game is simple. You're either on offense, you're on defense. You're transitioning to offense, or you're transitioning to defense. That's it.
Correct.
That's the entire game. There's four things that are happening. Most people spend their time on offense and defense, and they don't spend the time on the transition to offense and the transition to defense. And that's where you can on people. You can take that step on people because they just don't spend the time doing that.
So that's the point of what we're talking about in this podcast is when we're installing things, you look at those pieces. So for number of piece where I think as young coaches make the flaw when installing something is that they don't take that piece from transitioning from offense. I mean, from defense to offense.
Right.
That is a huge transition piece.
We don't, once I've installed, we don't do anything less than a one trip. And a one trip is offense to defense. That's it. And then we flip it. So then defense becomes offense, and then we go one trip. So the least we'll do is one trips, which means once you're running our offense X, which I guess I named it, and then you shoot and miss or whatever, the defense can't go. So that's a one trip. We just go one trip down. That's the minimum we do the entire season.
Right.
One trips. Now we expand that. We'll go up and down for 30 seconds, or we'll do two trips, or we'll do four trips. We'll go up like back just so we can work on some stuff. But the minimum now, in like you said, initial install, we're doing a lot of we're just staying here. We're gonna work here. Let's figure this out. And then, you know, but that is such a small percentage because it doesn't happen. Like you said, it doesn't happen in a real game.
The last thing I wrote in my notes, and when I create these topics and email to you, is one reason I wanted coaches to know is like, what happens? What do you do? What is your counter team's overplay or takeaway to the special actions? So I think that's really important when you're installing something offensively. What are you doing to counter when they hedge your flex screen, when they trap your ball screen? Like, you know, what are you going to do to counter when they're taking away your primary actions? I think that's really important to think about when you're installing an offense is having some counters to that initial action that is your key action.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it's a, yes. And the thing is you need a counter for everything, but you only need one counter. Like if they overplay, correct, you're going to backdoor cut. And again, you're probably not going to get that in before the first game. You know, I'm just saying, let's be real about where we are. You know, you can't get all the reads in your offense in 6 days. Unless you've been running it for 40. I mean, it's just not it's not the reality. So you got to get the basics down. You got to learn to, you know, crawl before you can walk usually. So yes, I agree. Those counters got to come and they have to be, because we all have them. Like you deny the wing, what are we going to do? Are we going to ball screen? Are we going to backdoor cut? Are we going to V cutter? What are we going to do? But don't freak out as a coach if you don't get that in by that first game, by that first week, by the whatever it is. It's harder than you think, in my opinion.
And I would say that you're going to be tending to have more counters as the season progresses because the team's going to have more film on you. They're going to see more action of you, and they're going to spend more time being able to look at you and how to play you early on. Teams are overwhelmed with just getting their own stuff in, where as the season progresses, it becomes a scouting game and taking away your strengths. So I'm going to find ways to, you know, shut you down, you know, and then finding ways to counteract on that.
Right. I agree. Okay. Anything else, coach, on installing?
No, it's a strategic process. I just think the big thing that we kind of talked about today was like making sure that you find ways of continuous flow from full court way. Don't be always in the half court with your offense. Don't
always. That's the lesson to take away. All right. Until next week, coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.